Don't say too much.
Save it for the podcast. Beck, I've been doing this shit for a fucking decade. You think I don't know how to save it for a podcast?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help.
What if I came around to your house and was explaining how to use a Diva cup? Like, wouldn't you be like, actually, I know this. I've been doing this for a while. And the fact that you're telling me kind of says that you don't respect me.
I don't use those.
Welcome to Bruise Day Tuesday podcast episode 660. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here is a woman who's too confident to be sitting next to this guy. It's Becca Tormbluss.
Ayo.
Huh. That's...
I brought the voice back. What do you think? Just like, drop it in to say hi type of thing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one. I don't like that.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I know you did. Hey, everybody. Becca is here with us. We're going to be talking about... what are we talking about? Water and caves and old people.
Thank God.
Uh-huh. Something you can also often find in a watery cave is an old person.
Three great things to really get your schnoz right in.
Yes, Sam, with wonderful advice about how you can acquire the scent of an old person, as always. That's an interesting glass you got there. It looks like maybe it's just the... Oh, it's not interesting. I thought it was like flared or something. Mm. It's not that interesting.
It's just a little stubby. It's like kind of... It's giving wine glass, but with no stem at the bottom. I don't know why I have this, but I do like it.
All right. Why don't you tell us what you just poured in there?
Why, sure thing. So this is the Dragon's Milk. It's one of them Dragon's Milks you done heard about. So that this is like a New Holland series. This one in particular is 11% ABV. This is Tales of Gold. Bourbon barrel aged golden ale with milk sugar. And so in general, Dragon's Milk is quite good. And this is saying like, yeah, I'm kind of doing like a Belgian thing. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Smells very sweet, perhaps too sweet. Yes, that is very sweet. But I mean, it's at 11%, like, you need to do something to mask that, and they've gone ahead and thrown a bunch of sugar at the problem. And it's not gross, but it's not to my taste. Yeah. It's just, it's too sweet for me to get that into it.
I'm on airplane mode. Maybe that'll help.
I'll do that too.
So fuck me, I guess? Is that what we're saying? Fuck me?
To turn off the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi.
Yeah, this is called Stretch. Stretch.
Crowd shy.
No.
I know. Shy.
Oh no.
Crashed out hard.
I know.
It looks like he's singing really, yeah, really intensely. Hey, what's up?
Are we back?
Yeah.
I think so.
So
I bare my heart to you. And I think maybe it didn't get picked up, and we'll just let that one lie.
I look forward to hearing it when it comes out.
Oh, no, I'm cutting it. You'll just never know me. You'll never be as close to me as you could have been.
Oh, upsetting. Very upsetting. Well, Becca?
I have Corona Sunbrew Citrus Cerveza.
Man, you say that as though someone told you mere hours ago you were going to need to be on the show, and it's almost like something came up so you couldn't plan ahead. Feels that way, doesn't it?
perhaps this was at the back of our refrigerator. Perhaps not.
Who's to say?
Not me, that's for sure. Where is the ABV of this?
I don't know. Is it not down here?
Well, it says beer brewed with real citrus peels and coriander with a splash of real citrus juice.
4.5%.
4.5?
Yep.
I think it's possible that every time coriander is in beer, that it fucks. I'm not that into coriander in food, but I think every time coriander is in a beer, what that tells me is we put this next to some yeasty flavors that you already liked, and I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Do that shit.
It has a very rich mouthfeel. Lot of citrus. It tastes like a hyped up Blue Moon with orange in it.
Hmm.
So this is not really based on what you just said, but have you ever thought that maybe you should write Mad Libs for beer reviews?
No, not particularly.
Okay, well, maybe Perhaps. Listen to some of your own reviews and they'll kind of serve as inspiration for that.
It's pretty good, though.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoy it. Speaking of things that just seem like they were thrown together, my beer, I have Prestige, which is just a lager. It's 5.6% ABV. But what really intrigues me is it says, Pride of Haiti since 1976, brewed in Holland.
What?
Which seems confusing to me. So, I don't know. I don't have an answer, but it did intrigue me. It's extremely clear, had a very small head, similar size bubbles. It doesn't have much scent to it, to be honest with you.
It looks like pee.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh. That's not so good. It's, like, real sharp at the front. Like, not like hoppy sharp or like bitter sharp, but just like there's a lot of carbonation and it's kind of like metallic, and it doesn't taste good.
Oh no.
So I would say this beer is bad.
I think we might have some disappointments bouncing around today.
All around, yeah. Boy, yeah, this is really takes me back to like terrible, terrible frat parties, you know, just garbage beer.
Speaking of messy situations,
yeah.
My content. I know you wanted. I could tell from you switched tabs because both of you got 8 shades brighter. You were switching, but I was going to explain to you why I took this out of the fridge, if that's okay.
Oh, because you did some sort of crazy hack, brother.
I specifically didn't. My content was supposed to be me doing one of my famous, hilarious beer hacks, but I didn't because the one that the book pitches for this one sucks and is dangerous, so I didn't do it. And you're going to call me... Sorry. Becca, earmuffs? Becca, could you just... Earmuffs?
Sorry, you got it. I got it.
So, Tyler, you're going to call me a pussy for not doing this. Now, why is she laughing? It's like she could hear me. That's now, so
Sam,
weird.
Real pusillanimous.
Yeah, Sam, pussy doesn't come from female genitalia. It comes from the word pusillanimous.
Isn't that fascinating?
Not really.
Yeah, yes. For real.
So
no, I meant, no, I said, I was saying that's not fascinating to me.
Oh.
I wasn't telling you you're wrong, I'm just telling you that that's not interesting.
No. All right. Well, go ahead, you big floppy pussy. What's been going on?
All right, cool. So, Tyler, I've been on a little bit of a combo. What have I been doing? Do you remember?
First of all, you did the wrap it in a wet paper towel, stick it in the fridge for a while. Prank. Hack.
And that was then, 2 weeks ago.
And then you did the pretty good, I thought, the ice, water, and salt swirly bath. Big-ass bucket. And then this week,
it's too dangerous, I guess.
So, well, first, I want to hear if either of you have a guess for what my book told me to do. Like, this is, what is a revolutionary way to get your beer down to temp as quick as possible? And, like, folding in the knowledge that I'm not doing it, even though it's kind of the whole point of the bit is that I'm testing all these out. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking, well, not liquid nitrogen. That's a little bit, that's a little intense. I was thinking like maybe like, yeah, it wants you to do something with like gases, like flip like a propane tank upside down and like blast it, something like that.
You're both in the ballpark, but you're not quite there.
Dry ice. I don't know. I said that.
Keyboard cleaner.
Oh man, your keyboard cleaner is definitely the closest, but we're not there, and for this game, I was going to let whichever one of you got closer get the first round, but neither of you... Tyler, you got closer, but neither of you were close enough, so I'm going to give it... I'm going to let Becca go first, because she's our guest.
Oh,
that's... Thank you.
This is Family Feud style. Top five reasons not to do the thing that the book told me to do, and the thing the book told me to do was to... spray a fire extinguisher at it.
Fuck.
What the hell?
That's so stupid. It's so dumb.
So five answers on the board. If you clear them all, whoever had the most wins. If you get three strikes, you lose. And this is my content for the week, so don't yell at me.
Damn, he got in right at the beginning. He knows I hate that.
And actually, I'll say, Becca, I said you're going first, but if you would prefer to pass, I'm going to leave it up to you. You can play or pass.
I guess I'll play.
Okay. Top five answers on the board. What we're looking for is reasons that it would be quite a bad idea to spray a fire extinguisher at a beer you're about to drink. Becca!
Chemical ingestion.
Good answer.
Yeah, number three on the board is contaminate drink. I feel like that's what you're saying there.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, we'll kick it over to Dip. What do you got for me?
Makes a big mess.
Do you think wasteful counts as makes a big mess?
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you ask your uncle Chat to do this? Because then I don't give a shit.
No, I hashtag did my own research about this because I was like, well, I'm not gonna fucking do this in my own house. Like, I'm not. I simply will not. But I will put 10 minutes of Googling around to figure some things out about this.
Okay. Well, then you can. I don't care. You can give it to me or not.
I mean, I think the idea behind wasteful that I put here was just that, like, it is valuable to have a functional fire extinguisher in your home as a risk mitigation technique. And if you fart it all out, now you don't have that anymore. But also, make a big mess, I think it, like, should be on here. So I'm folding that in with wasteful.
Great.
Back to Becca. We got 1, 2, and 4 on the board.
Physical injury? Somehow? I don't know.
Let's elaborate.
It's a crazy fire extinguisher and there's insane recoil. And the moment you hit it, you fly backwards and you hit a brick wall.
Oh man, I was so ready to give you a point, but I simply cannot.
What? Or you could cut your finger on the little...
Hey, actually, I hope you had fun with your turn, but it's not your turn.
Okay.
Can you remind me, is the category why it's a bad idea or why it's dangerous?
Why it's a bad idea.
Oh, your wife will get mad at you.
That's actually, we already said, I'm going to make a big mess. So,
okay, all right. That's fair.
So we got a strike each for the lovely couple. We're back to Becca.
No, Like the only other thing I was going to say was waste. You guys.
It's almost like we said exactly that word like a number of times.
No, I know.
I'm surprised that we haven't gotten his number one answer.
Or my number two answer.
I'm not surprised about that one, though.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, cool.
It smells bad.
No, that's going to be a strike for me, dog.
That's fine.
Right as you're about to pull the trigger, one of your children walks by, and you end up just hosing them in chemical flame retardant.
Yeah, that really, in retrospect, feels like it should be on the list, but it isn't.
Yeah, right?
Okay, next strike loses.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
So this is where it all of a sudden feels like a huge disadvantage that you decided to play is at a pass.
Yes. Is it illegal to use one of those not on a fire?
Oh, wow, Tyler. Take a victory lap. Take the most flaccid victory lap ever. Yeah, so, I mean, number five was that it was wasteful. We talked about that. Number four, you could give yourself frostbite. It's unlikely, but it's possible. You could give yourself frostbite. Spraying no, just around.
Yeah. There's physical injury. Oh, damn. All right.
Three, contamination risk. We talked about this. It's just like if you sploop some sludge into your bev, you don't really want to drink it quite so much. Number two, this is kind of interesting. It depends. It's different depending on the item you're trying to cool down. A can, you're probably fine, but a bottle, you're going to be fucked.
Well, yeah, it's going to explode. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A can probably survive what it comes down to is the temperature differential between the outside and inside of the vessel.
Well, obviously I knew you were using a can, so that's why I didn't say that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must be why you won. The can will probably contort a bit, but not like explode, but a bottle would probably explode if you tried to do this on like a pint glass. It almost certainly would explode. But number one is, the way, do you guys know why a fire extinguisher does a good job at extinguishing fires?
It, doesn't it like suppress the oxygen? It's like mostly gas and it suppresses the oxygen.
Yeah, man. I wonder why it would be weird to be in my basement and deplete all the oxygen in the room and be like, I hope this isn't risky.
That, no.
Oh, I was imagining you on the driveway or something.
Number one by a mile is that you could suffocate yourself by just depleting all the oxygen in the room that you're in and try to scream to your wife, and she can't hear you, and also she totally can hear you, but she's pretending she can't hear you because she knows what the insurance payout looks like.
Yeah.
No, that's ridiculous, because otherwise they would be like, there wouldn't be any point to a fire extinguisher.
Well, no, the idea of the fire extinguisher is you use it in a desperate situation. You don't use it for fun. So, like, if you're in a situation where the fire is going to eat all the oxygen anyway, yeah, use a fire extinguisher because you're not going to have oxygen either way, but isn't it nice that there's no fire in here?
I think Sam's real pusillanimous. I don't know. I don't know what to tell everybody.
I don't know why you're talking so much shit. Tyler, you won.
I guess that's true. I gotta take my victories where I can get them. Yep.
Whatever.
Just like our folks, our friends over in Wyoming from CowboyStateDaily.com, Wyoming brewers say it's all about the water. It's very much like how New York says like their bagels and pizza is better because of the water and stuff like that. The various mineral contents and stuff. And Sam, I believe you have some thoughts on this.
I think I've talked about this before. When we honeymooned in Portland, Oregon, a bunch of the beer places we went to were talking about, like, the beer here is good because the water here is so good, and if we want to mimic a beer from somewhere else in the world, we can figure out what their like mineral content in their water is and just introduce it to our water because our water's so pure. That like kind of smells like bullshit to me, but also the like to a man, the beer we had in Portland all ruled. So like, I don't know. I don't like it. It doesn't seem like it should have been this thing, but they all promised us that the beer would be good, and the beer was all good.
Yeah. I kind of am on a similar mode of thought because, you know, there's so much. Well, let me back up. So minerals obviously do affect how mineral content obviously does affect how water tastes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there's so much processing, especially today, that's done with anything that goes into like commercial cooking or brewing or production that I don't know how much it's really going to matter.
It kind of feels like a cop-out. You could just be like, oh, you think my beer is bad? It's because I had subpar water.
That's an interesting position to approach it from. But one thing I did like about this article is it brought up some stuff that I hadn't really thought about before. Apparently, harder water is better for darker beers, and softer water is better for lighter beers.
Oh man, you could have fooled me. I feel like my brewing Achilles heel is dark beers, and we got hard ass water out here. I feel like I've never made a dark beer that I've been really satisfied with, and based on that I should be at an advantage out here, and I still can't fucking do it.
That's true. I'm obviously not a scientist, but apparently this that concept of harder beer, darker, or harder water, darker beer is fairly accepted, which I hadn't.
You don't mean to say that it's a skill issue.
You would never hear me saying that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what can you say? It's I guess minerals probably, you know, minerals do have an effect on flavor, but I don't really know that it influences the beer all that much. I'd like to see some A/B testing.
I would love to see some A/B testing with like a light lager with the exact same like recipe and profile and all that, just with different water. But honestly, I think if I were going to do that type of A/B testing, I'd rather have a slice of pizza or a bagel or something. Just like, that's the type of shit people talk about.
That's true.
And I'm a hard maybe on all of that. And I would really love to have an A/B to like see if I am buying into the bullshit or not.
Yeah. I mean, so here's a good quote about what I was talking about. So they're interviewing some guy here from Gruner Brothers Brewing in Wyoming, and it says his brewery's water begins its journey in the North Platte River, gets pulled through natural sand beds by city wells, then runs through municipal treatment before Gruner puts it through an additional gauntlet. Reverse osmosis, carbon filtration, a blend back with filtered hard tap water, and finally ultraviolet light sterilization. Like, after that...
He plays classical music to it, too, the whole
time. Yeah, the last 40 words there were just the jack-off motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, you know, all the stuff he's doing there, you know, I mean, does it really matter what the original mineral content of the water was?
I want a before and after that.
I don't know. Seems silly.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck this
Nobody's buying it, Wyoming.
Yep.
But I do think that maybe for episode 666, we should like try to get Jed to mail us some East Coast bagels. What? No, you're East Coast too. I'll get you to. We should mail each other bagels. All of a sudden, fuck Jed. Not part of it anymore.
Cut him
Let's
out.
Mail each other some bagels.
That's a good idea.
And yours should be better than mine, I think.
One would assume.
I'm just gonna buy Thomas's anyway. I mean, although I shouldn't do that because just anything named Thomas, disgusting.
What the hell?
No one wants to touch that. It's stinky, and no one wants to touch it.
Oh, thank you. I love you. That's fair. I don't really like my last name, but I don't want to have to go through the process of changing it to something else.
Well, I'm sure there are no laws currently working their way through the courts that would affect that.
Yeah.
fun time. Fun times for everybody to be alive.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. Really? What have we got going on? Sam burned his content immediately, which is a huge bummer for me. So
yeah.
What have we been doing?
Well, my birthday is next week, so we're going on a trip.
We are, but we haven't done that yet.
Oh, it has to be something we've done.
Well, she's not going to be on for another... when were you last on? 4 months ago?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that.
So let her talk about a thing. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay.
It is. It's like Jed's here.
So first hit Tyler, then talk about what you're going to talk about.
So we're just going to Philly for my birthday, and we're going to see the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall for free. I have a pass.
So you're from Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm from 2 hours north of Philly.
Culinarily, if you were able to just kind of export something, like something you're proud of from your culture, what would it be? What do you want everyone in the States to be able to try? To be like, this is what we have to offer.
Okay. I don't know that I'm necessarily proud of it. And I feel like it's not everybody would like it, but I love Scrapple. It's just gray mush that you fry and then you eat it and it's delicious. It's all the spare parts of whatever animal you can think of. So I've had, like, my dad, when he would get deer, they would, like, process all, like, the good parts, and then everything else remaining, they would just, like, melt it down and, like, stir it up into this gray mush. Then we'd eat it. It's very popular in this area.
So can I pivot to talking to Tyler for a second here?
Yeah.
So obviously we all know you want to be best friends with my dad.
Of course.
How does it feel that you've put in this much work and you've immediately been outranked because you didn't rep Scrapple enough? Scrapple, which fucking rules.
Thank you. Oh my God. Yes. It's so good.
I like Scrapple. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I love Scrapple.
The thing about Scrapple is, like, I could eat, like, an egg sandwich for breakfast 4 days a week, and like from now until I died, and be cool with it. But I think I don't want Scrapple more than once a week. Like I think it would make me sad if I had too much of it. But I have Scrapple so infrequently, and every time I have it, I'm so satisfied. And yes, and good. I think as like a Philadelphia area export, people feel guilty about it, and people should feel pride for it, because it,
yeah,
it's like really good is the thing about it.
It's
kind of whack, but it's mostly pretty good.
It needs a better marketing. It's like redneck pate, you know, like they could
oh, totally.
Yeah,
that's true. They could. Oh shit, that's a really good idea.
I know,
we should like transform Scrapple's image.
Scrapple brand consultants.
Yeah. Scrapple's so good.
The Scrapple brand consultants of podcasting.
Yeah.
Did you first have Scrapple because of me?
I think so.
Nice. Hell yeah. I'm into that.
What would you say for your home, Tyler, if you were to say, you fools, you don't understand Vermont. What we have to offer is culinarily this thing.
Maple syrup.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much maple syrup, and everybody already has that. We call ice cream cones creamies for some reason.
Oh, cool, man.
So
no one likes that.
I think that would be funny to export.
I don't like that.
Sucking on a creamy out here. But I don't know. I mean, maple syrup is already pretty much out there.
And do I have to represent for Maryland or for Wisconsin at this point in my life?
I go for either. Whatever calls to you.
I mean, it's cheese curds, fried cheese curds.
Mm.
From around here, but from the place of my birth. Just like, you guys, you gotta put Old Bay on some more stuff. Old Bay rules. Just put Old Bay on everything.
I love Old Bay. I just had clam chowder that had Old Bay in it. So good.
Bro, I put Old Bay on Swedish meatballs the other day. Still ruled. Still rules ass.
Oh,
just put it on anything. It's always good.
I love like the Old Bay potato chips and cheese curls. Oh, they're so good.
Y'all nasty. It's good on seafood. That's it.
It is good on all the food that I see. Sorry, I'm getting a little highbrow for the show. Should we get to an article?
A little high register. Yeah. Sure. What else we got?
What?
Well, we're not going to do that one.
Uh-oh.
Highbrow. Nothing's more highbrow than Slate. Mm-hmm. Slate.com on the cutting edge. What does this say? At times relying on memes. What does that mean? I don't know. Whatever.
These days.
I'm not going to click on it. It's trying to confuse me. The article is, beer companies think they finally found their Gen Z whisperers. It's about old people trying to sell beer to young people. I guess there have been some ads with Christopher Walken and Kurt Russell.
Oh, man. Christopher Walken, yeah. Cash that check, my dog. Like, you're not getting nothing else. Cash that check. Good for you, buddy. Sure,
get paid. I don't care.
Hell yeah.
And they think Gen Z is looking for the lived experience of older folks, and that's what's really going to get them to drink.
They're not.
What 50-year-old wrote this article?
Mm-hmm. They could not care less about the old people's lived experience.
NC Stephens, are you just taking shots in the dark? Just being like, is this it? Do I get it now? Oh, shit.
I did think it was, there was one interesting observation. I don't know that I necessarily agree with it, but the article said something like young people, a lot of young people like came of drinking age during COVID, and so they don't really know how to go out, and so like these older folks are like kind of a model for that. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but I thought it was an interesting point.
It seems more likely to be predatory than educational.
Yeah.
What? To be what?
Predatory than educational.
Predatory?
Just, hey, let me, here, try drinking this, and don't even look at the fact that I'm putting stuff in it. Just drink it. Just drink it. Shut up, you. Just drink it.
So you think these commercials with Christopher Walken are going to encourage people to spike drinks?
No, I think just the vibe of putting a generation in charge of another generation learning how to drink is problematic. And I don't think that Christopher Walken is part of that.
Okay.
Yeah. It just feels
someone
like,
gave him money, and that's cool too.
It's like that, the witch from Hansel and Gretel. She's like, come on in here. I have something nice in here for you. And then she shoves him in the oven.
Yeah, I don't agree with either one of you.
Well, I'm not going to any of these bars.
Okay. Well, you're not Gen Z, so I don't think they were worried.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, how does it feel to be old enough to be irrelevant culturally?
Great. It's so good. I love it.
I feel like our prime years for being culturally relevant were the COVID years, and it's like, oh, come on. Let me have some buying power. This sucks. But then I got a PS5, and I was like,
I'm glad that we're out of the spotlight. I'm tired of reading articles about how we killed foods. So
at least once a week, I get in a fight with Emily where she is talking about how Gen Z sucks and treating them like a monolith. And I'm like, we can't treat them like a monolith. That's what they did to us. We can't be, we have to break the chain. And right? She's just like, I know, but they're so annoying though. Right. And I'm like, no, that's the whole point. Don't treat them like one thing. Yeah. It's not working. I'm losing the fight.
Yeah, I don't know. Glad somebody else is getting the heat. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just, to me, it's like, I don't want anyone to get so much heat for absolutely nothing as we got. Because we got so much shit we didn't deserve. And Gen Z's getting, they're not getting as bad as we got it, but they're getting it worse than they deserve. And I see this as being unfair, and I'm mad about it. And I'm saying it on the internet. So it's pretty brave.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody clap.
Like, I feel like old people understand Gen Z the least. They just have nothing in common with them at all.
How much time are you spending with Gen Z that you feel like you know them?
Okay.
Yeah, don't treat them as a monolith. That's what I keep saying.
I don't understand your question in relation to what I said.
I don't know. It just,
like, they grew up, they, okay, so older people.
Give us five examples of old folk you've been talking to that you've developed this opinion.
Okay, well, just my basic experiences living my life with family, with coworkers, with.
Sorry, I'm looking for names, social security numbers, whatever.
Oh, right. I'll text you those later. But I mean, it's true.
Tyler, you're right. She's so difficult. I don't know. I just don't know how to talk to her.
I just, that's not exactly where I was going. I just,
he just won't stop texting me about it.
No, that's not what I was saying, Samuel. I guess, you seem very sure that Gen Z wouldn't listen to older people. Who do you think Gen Z would listen to, and why do you believe that?
Who do I think they would listen to?
And why?
Cher.
Logan Paul.
So, no! Okay, so Cher's an older person, so why?
Because Cher is queen of the gays, and the gays are very prevalent among Gen Z. And I think a lot of people hold her in high regard.
Okay, so it could be an old...
Oh, sweetheart, more of them like Logan Paul than like Cher. You must know that.
So it's not... It's really not that these people are old. That's not your problem. It's that you think they're using the wrong old people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I accept
Don't give me some like... Oh, bitch, I am not apologizing to you.
Please.
I have to go deal with a kid, I think. Yep. I'm getting the nod. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, hop in. It's 11%. Enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're talking about the youngsters and how we hate them. You'll love it.
Yeah, why are you so generationally racist?
Oh, my God.
Because all of my young coworkers show their butts at work all the time, and I hate it.
And probably those people represent everybody of that age on the planet, right, you fascist?
You know, there's like 10,000 of them. And all of them, I've seen all their butts.
Oh, no.
That's a bigger problem. You should probably stop working at the strip club.
One would think.
What's up with your kid?
I did not provide enough huggies and would not be bedtime robot. And so now I'm being screamed at. And there's nothing that I can do that's going to make it so that they'll stop screaming. But they're scared of Sam.
Sure. I thought you sent him up there for a second to be a bedtime robot.
No.
No.
No, somehow, weirdly, I became bedtime robot and Sam is not.
Robot and not. What kind of bedtime rituals does Sam have to do?
Sam gets out of there with, like, he gives them a high five and a boop on the nose, and then they go to sleep. And when I try to put them to bed, they demand extra huggies and kisses and boops.
See, he was smart. He kept the bar low from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually they ask for tickle spiders, which is just where you tickle them while saying tickle spiders over and over. Don't know where that one came from.
I don't like that.
I don't love spiders.
Nope, I don't. I do love that cat. Hi, Chai.
Want to say hi? Can we get your face?
Yeah. Yes, the tiny little face. Tiny little face. Aww. Does Chai like listening to your voice?
I don't know. She likes sitting next to me in a creepy way.
Because I've had cats...
Also sometimes in a cute way, but...
I've had cats, like, if I'm on, like, a... If I'm recording or, like, on a Zoom call, come over.
Yeah, she just, I think, usually the dogs are around, so anytime we're sitting somewhere where the dogs can't get her, she's like, oh, attention? I would like attention.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Do you think Christopher Walken is the best person to speak to Gen Z about beer?
If he can't do it, no one can.
Okay.
Is
all right.
My understanding.
What about Cher? Cher or Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken. I think Gen Z doesn't know who Cher is.
Even the gays?
Oh my god.
You know, I feel like they're... Cher is extremely millennial coded somehow.
But you think Christopher Walken transcends that? They're aware of what he's up to?
Yeah. Well, he's a meme, so...
What's the last piece of media that Christopher Walken has been in?
I don't know.
To the internet.
Not the documentary about the cowbell skit, I'll tell you that.
No, he didn't. He didn't want to be part of that.
He refused to be part of that. I love Christopher Walken, just for the record, Tyler.
Okay.
I was not saying that he couldn't do it.
I know. Well, actually, no, that's exactly what you were saying. You were saying you wouldn't listen to him.
No. I was saying the people in charge of this thing, not the people in the commercials for it. Do you think Christopher Walken is coming up with his lines? Do you think he's coming up with the ideas? No.
What? I'm so confused.
I'll walk you through it later.
You'll Christopher Walken me through it later.
Yeah.
His most recent IMDb reference is for Severance. Which feels like a thing.
Oh yeah!
Oh my god, I forgot.
I forgot he was in Severance.
He was so good in that.
Sam's just standing at, staring at me, crossing his arms. So I feel like I should give him his podcast back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The show is worse now. I really was trying to let her cook.
Oh.
What?
I don't know. Everything okay over there? What's going on?
Our children are villains. That's really all that it is. Our children are villains, and sometimes you need to let in the big guy to go be mean to the villains.
Did you threaten to take away their tickle spiders?
Now, the fact that you know about tickle spiders...
Somebody spilled the beans.
Is this a recent revelation?
Was I not supposed to tell them about tickle spiders?
They can know about tickle. You can pull up a seat, hon.
In theory.
Yeah, obviously I have not.
Good,
I haven't
good audio.
I haven't optimized the area for the second seat, but no. Yeah, I mean, really, parenting wise, it's. She's really nice to them, and then I really come up right from under them and be like, no, shut up, go to sleep.
Oh my God.
That happens all the time. So anytime they're, like, whiny or whatever, I go in and I'm like, now I'm here. And they're like, oh, shit, and they go to sleep right away. It happens all the time, and it's quite sad.
It sounds like Ben and Chris in Parks and Rec. You're all amazing. You're all fired.
Yeah, I've had.
No.
I believe the words that my lovely wife has used for you, that man, you mentioned Severance, so appropriate. Tiny butthole mouth?
I did not call him tiny butthole mouth. I just called him tiny mouth. You're the one who's always saying how mouths look like buttholes.
Just. Look at Adam Scott in that show. His mouth is so small, and it's often puckered, and you're like, is that anus for me or what, dude?
And now that he's older and has more lines around his mouth, it's getting worse. I can see that.
Have you guys seen Severance? Should I watch Severance? Should I pay $8 to Apple to watch Severance?
Watch it for free.
For free online.
Yeah.
In like shady ways.
Not necessarily.
It's not illegal for you to watch it. That's true. Illegal for them to host it, but that's not your problem.
Honestly, we should probably do it because we're pretty close to having to retire our television because it sucks. So now I'm like, I don't know, let's go on all the bad websites. And if we get a virus, whatever. This thing's not long for this world anyway.
I have like free virus protection stuff and I've never had an issue.
Yeah.
But Severance, I can't recommend it yet. I need a tiebreaker season. The first season was very good, and the second season wasn't bad, but it was too vague. And so season three, if they don't give me some answers, I'm out on it.
Season two was a little slower than season one, but it's so good. It's so good.
I hear Zach Cherry is on that. I love Zach Cherry.
Yes, he's very good. He also has a very small butthole mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know why my wife can't stop drooling. That seems weird.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to.
Okay. What's his face? The guy.
You got it.
He was in Mr. Deeds.
Adam Sandler?
No.
The guy who's also in Severance. I can't remember his name. It was the first, Mr. Deeds is the first movie I ever saw this guy in. I cannot fucking remember his name. He's in The Dude. No, it's not called The Dude. It's called...
Oh, yeah. The
Oh, Jesus. You're talking about Jesus from Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't remember his real name, but he's in that, and he's so good as well.
I can see his face in my brain, but I do not remember. John Turturro.
Yes.
John Turturro, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now we can all go. John Turturro's
great.
Yeah.
He's so good. Oh, God, incredible.
But they better start giving me some answers.
And there's a character who looks like one of those Siberian foxes.
Oh, yeah, it's freaky.
And she looks exactly like a Siberian fox. It's crazy.
You guys, look up Siberian Fox right now.
You'll know immediately who I'm talking about.
No, just look up Siberian Fox.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, like, I know what a Siberian Fox looks like.
Do you?
I thought.
Maybe we need, like, a side-by-side.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this lady's name from,
I don't know. But don't ruin it.
Don't you have to tell me who this woman is so I can Google her? Isn't that what we're doing right now?
I'm going to drop an image in for you.
That one.
Okay. Which one?
That one's pretty good.
This one?
Yeah. Ooh, or that one with the blonde hair. Good.
That one?
You guys know we can't see what you're doing, right?
I know. I'm talking to Tyler.
None of you are working for me.
Making me look like a dipshit.
Well, I literally just told you which ones to use.
But they're not going to convince Samuel because he's a hater.
Okay.
I know him. We have to have extreme proof or he's gonna hate on it.
I don't know how much more extreme you can get than
he's
just
already
showing
decided him. That he disagrees with you, if it's any consolation.
God damn it.
What?
We were this close. Okay, you don't have to send the entire article.
I'm sending
you can
the
just
whole
send
article.
The image. Oh my god.
Oh, what did I do?
You're an old man.
It's nice to know that it's not just us. That bicker over nothing forever all the time.
See? And it even...
See? That's not the picture I want you to see.
But if you click on the article, it's the picture that's on the article. God, Tyler, you've ruined it.
I've ruined it. I've ruined the act,
Job. Ruined the act, Job.
I mean, I get it.
Her nose is just so long and sleek, and her eyes are like so perfectly across. Like, I don't even know. It's amazing.
Looks like an Arctic fox, brother, or Siberian fox. We had an article about beer caves, but we just wrap it up, shall we?
You're just pointing at the rails. Look at those. Look at those rails way over there. We're off them.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well,
some folks found some beer caves that were used back in the day, and now it's like an event space, which is kind of cool. But that's about all we have to say about that. I don't know. I closed the tab.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. What are you doing? You're going to smash us? Sam's about to smash us?
No, I'm just bored.
That's why I'm trying to wrap this up. Tell us about your beer, you clown.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Hold this.
Please.
Shut up, you.
Okay.
I had New Holland Dragon's Milk, Tales of Gold, bourbon barrel aged golden ale with milk sugar. Too sweet! Calm down. I think it was doing exactly what it wanted to do, but still I was thinking, this is too sweet. So I'm going to give it a 6.5 and say, if you like things that are too sweet, this is that. Give me that shit.
Oh, I'd probably like it, because I'm with Becca, who's just too sweet.
Jesus Christ. I probably like that, because I like sweet things. And you said it was aged in, what, barrel? Bourbon barrels?
Yeah, whatever. I love that shit.
What? Is it my turn?
I don't know. I can't hear what Sam's doing because he's lifting his old-fashioned weights.
Are you my grandpa?
Now it's a hat.
When you say old-fashioned weight, what do you even mean by that? It's not just like a cannonball that he's tossing
that's
around.
No, that's old-fashioned analog weights. I use those ones where you rotate the handle and it clicks into different weights.
He uses digital weights because he's all about the metaverse.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm swole in Second Life.
Oh, my God.
What did you think of that beer?
Oh. I had Corona Sunbrew Citrus Cerveza, 4.5%. And it was fine. I mean, I'm going to give it a 6.5. And... like, it was fine. Even as it got, like, warmer, it didn't get, like, too tart to the point where it hurt my muscles.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I feel like you could drink this in the spring or the summer, and it would be pretty nice. But maybe don't, because 4.5% is not worth it.
Okay. I had Prestige Lager Beer, 5.6% ABV, Pride of Haiti, brewed in Holland. I really didn't like this. I didn't like this at all. It was like sharp and metallic and gross. I don't know why this is the pride of Haiti. Shouldn't be. They should have asked them to keep this in Holland, where it couldn't cast its pall over this island that suffered enough. So I'm going to give it a 2 and recommend it to Bender Bending Rodriguez. I think he'd really love the metal undertones.
I get it.
Okay. All right. That's it, right? You did yours already. Stax didn't have one. She's just dropping in, just lurking. So what are you drinking next week?
Well, I haven't read the next chapter of the book yet. I don't know if it's a cool it down thing or a whole different thing or what. So I guess that is all to say.
Well, try not to be so pusillanimous about the next one.
You just keep saying it. You keep saying this word. I do not know if you know what it means.
I do know what it means. It means it means cowardly.
It's true.
Why are you looking
at
her? Is
that also in your high school vocabulary book?
What? No, I learned this like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You were aware of pusillanimous from a young age?
Yeah, I mean, it was whatever vocab books my high school used. It was in like my sophomore vocabulary book.
That's kind of rad. God. That's kind of rad.
I had to learn what it meant and how to spell it.
The only vocabulary word that I remember from high school was sepulchral, which means suggestive of the grave.
Huh.
I feel like my big one was in Spanish class, the past tense for put, like I had put, is puse.
It is all coming together.
Yeah.
If I was in a sepulchral situation,
they had all put it there. Pusieron. I like to say pusieron. Doesn't come up that much.
Pusito.
That's nothing. That's nothing, and you're nothing, and you suck, I guess.
Great. That's how I feel about this episode. Listener, if you want to tell us how you feel about our 660th episode, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com. You can blue sky us at BrewsDayTuesday. Nonetheless, keep it on. We'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye! Here comes a tear. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
I really hated this beer and I need to get another flavor in my mouth, so I'm gonna hang up.